She had been designed and built specifically to be Grand Fleet headquarters and nothing else. She bore no offensive armament, but since she had to protect the presiding geniuses of combat, she had every possible defense. Port Admiral Haynes had learned a bitter lesson during the expedition to Helmuth Space. Long before that relatively small fleet got there, he was sick to the core, realizing that 50,000 vessels simply could not be controlled or maneuvered as a group. If that base had been capable of an offensive, or even of a real defense, or if Boscone could have put their fleets into that star cluster in time, the patrol would have been defeated ignominiously, and Haynes, wise old tactician that he was, knew it. Therefore, immediately after the return from that triumphant venture, he gave orders to design and to build, at whatever cost, a flagship capable of directing efficiently 1 million combat units. The tank, the minutely cubed model of the galaxy which is a necessary part of every pilot room, had grown and grown as it became evident that it must be the prime agency in Grand Fleet operations. Finally, in this last rebuilding, the tank was 700 feet in diameter and 80 feet thick in the middle, over 17 million cubic feet of space in which more than 2 million tiny lights crawled hither and thither in helpless confusion. For after the technicians and designers had put that tank into actual service, they had discovered that it was useless. No available mind had been able either to perceive the situation as a whole, or to identify with certainty any light or group of lights needing correction, not to mention linking up any particular light with its individual blanket-proof communicator in time to issue orders in space combat. Kinnison looked at the tank, then around the full circle of the 1,000,000-plug board encircling it. He observed the horde of operators, each one trying frantically to do something. Next, he shut his eyes, the better to perceive everything at once, and studied the problem for an hour. "Attention, everybody," he thought then. "Open all circuits. Do nothing at all for a while." He then called Haynes. "I think we can clean this up if you'll send over some simplex analyzers and a crew of technicians. Helmuth had a nice setup on multiplex controls, and Jalti had some ideas, too. If we add them to this, we may have something." And by the time Worsel arrived, they did. "Red lights are fleets already in motion," Kinnison explained rapidly to the Volantian. "Greens are fleets still at their bases. Ambers are the planets the reds took off from, connected, you see, by Ryerson string lights. The white star is us, the Directrix. That violet cross way over there is Jalti's planet, our first objective. The pink comets are our free planets, their tails showing their intrinsic velocities. Being so slow, they had to start long ago,"